Tonight is Monday night, February 6th, or Tesh Shvat, 5766, the Gemara Shir, on Daf Zayin on the base. I'd like to dedicate tonight's Shir, Le'ili Nishmas, Rochel Bashmul Tzvi, that's Stephen Gelb's mother. He has yard site this week. Zayin Amid Beis. We'll start again about the two dots on the top. We had begun that Gemara, but tonight's Gemara, I just want to briefly review it and then build upon it. Ushechamsa meruba mitzil sukkah. The Mishnah says that if you have a sukkah where the sun exceeds the shade, the sukkah is pasul. Tanu Rabbanan, chamsa machmasichuk, below machmas defanos. The only time that a sukkah is pasul, if it has more sun than shade, is if the sun enters via the roof, through the schach. But if there is sufficient shade created by the schach, however, the walls are not adequately lined, so that there is a lot of sunlight entering via the walls, particularly if you accept the bare minimum number of walls of a sukkah, two walls and a tepach, so you're going to have nearly two sides of your sukkah open. So if your house is in a position where the sun would come through on the side and generate more sunlight than schach, than shade, from as a result of the openings of the walls, that is kosher. Rabbi Yoshia Omer, Af Machmas Tefanos. Rabbi Yoshia says that it's not only in relationship to the schach that must generate the shade, but the walls must be responsible for the shade as well, and that any sunlight, which is a majority of where there is more sunlight than shade, whether that sunlight enters through the walls or through the schach, it happens to be pasul. Omar Rav Yemar Bar Shlamia Mishmei Da'abaye, my time with the Rav Yoshia, Dichsiv Vissakosa Al Ha'aron Es HaParoches. You will cover the Aron with the Paroches. The Paroches was the curtain that hung to divide the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So basically it was a wall, it was a curtain. However, part of it, the very top of it, was curved ever so slightly and overhung the Aron itself. So the Gemara says, Paroches Mechitza. The Paroches is technically a wall. V'kokarya Rachman Eschacha. And nonetheless, the Torah uses the expression Vissakosa, and you will cover. Covering is only apropos when you're talking about a roof. So despite the fact that it happens to be what? A wall, halakhically, it is now treated like the schach, and therefore Rabbi Yoshia says, just as in relationship to the schach, if it generates more sunlight than shade, the sukkah is pasul, so too, if there is more sunlight as a result of the walls, the schach happens to be, the sukkah happens to be pasul as well. The Rabbanan and the Rabbanan say, no, you can't bring any proofs to an ordinary wall from that wall, because most walls are strength. Most walls don't cover. This was an exception. Don't forget, the material was not a solid wall, not made out of wood, not made out of brick. It was made out of a curtain, out of material. So in material, it's easy to have the top of the wall decked out over the aron itself. So therefore, the Chachamim say, V'rabbanan, hahu d'nekuf ba'porta, the mechzek ischach. The reason why the Torah uses the expression v'sakosa is because, after all, it does overhang the aron to a small amount. But a regular wall in the schach, it never overhangs. And for this reason, one cannot halachically claim that a wall is considered like the schach. And for this reason, the Chachamim disagree and claim that if it is more sunlight as a result of the walls, the sukkah happens to be still kosher.
According to Rav Moshe, let's say if you had a glass wall, right?
Yeah.
Then it would be possible? It wouldn't be
interesting. That's a very interesting question. Very interesting. Maybe yes. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, the Rav Yoha cited right here by the Mordechai will do you one better. A glass wall is not going to be kosher at all. Why? Because if I am now going to establish an equation between walls and tzchach, what else will I establish in relationship to the defanos? The materials, precisely. That just as the tzchach can be made out of something which is gidulei karka, and it's not mekabel tova, so too I will come to the conclusion that the walls of the sukkah have to be made out of something that grows from the ground and is not mekabel tuma. As the Gemara darshens, psoles gorin v'yekev. That's the only thing that you could make a walls out. And the Mordechai says it right here, that the walls have to be made. So there would be two deficiencies in your case. Number one, there's more sunlight. Number two, glass is not an acceptable material. There happens to be a Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph of Vesecha Sukkah, Halacha Vav, where the Yerushalmi says as follows. Rab Yasa, the Shem Rabbi Chama, says, Visakosa al Ha'arod es Haparoches. Mikan, from here we learn, Shidofen Karui Tzchach, that a wall is considered Tzchach. Umikan, Sha'osin hadifanos midavar she'eno mekabel tuma. That you only are permitted to make the walls out of something that is not mekabel tuma. In effect, if your Yerushalmi will read osin oso midavar hamekabel tuma, that won't be surprising because there is such a girsa. Yet the Gaon in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tov Reish Lamed, the Gaon says, "Bimagia v'gersa," and it should say, "She'eno mekabel toma." However, he writes that this is only according to Rabbi Yoshia, that this Yerushalmi supports Rabbi Yoshia's opinion, that it's not universal. It's not universal. However, not everybody agrees with the Mordechai and the Rav Yoh. The commentary on the Yerushalmi, if you look in the Yerushalmi, there's a commentary called Korban Eda. So he is aware of the Rav Yoh's position, and he says, absolutely not. The only thing that we learn out from the word visakosa is that the dofan is halachically called a piece of schach, and what does the essence of schach furnish for us? What requirement in a sukkah does schach furnish for us? Shade. But you have no right to extend it to the next halacha. Just because the schach happens to be made out of X material doesn't mean that you have to limit the walls made out of that material. We're not saying that walls equal schach. We're not saying that. We're saying that walls share a component, a feature of the schach. What feature of the schach does the wall have that it can't generate, that it has to generate shade? Why do I give and instill that value to the wall? Because the word says visakosa, and that is the function of a cover. It covers it from what? From the exposure to the element, and the element is the sun. But that doesn't necessarily mean that al pidin, the wall is treated exactly like the schach, and that every single halacha that applies in relationship to the schach, such as tasa v'loy min asui and so on and so forth, is now going to be applied to the dofan. So the Korban Eda says, I don't think that you necessarily have to come to that conclusion, and therefore the girsa in the Yerushalmi is just the opposite. Namely, The Rab Yassa says in the name Rab Chama, what does he say? It says Visakosa, therefore this teaches me that the Schach, Dothan equals Schach. But Mikan, She'otzen es ha-Dothan, Midavar ha-Mekavel Toma. Why is the Yerushalmi saying that? Why? That's the Gersa which appears in many Yerushalmis. Not She'edah Mekavel Toma.
Don't take the equation too far.
It's precisely what the Yerushalmi is saying. Don't be tempted to take it that far. So therefore, the conclusion that you reach halachically about the status of the Dothan hinges, as it often does, on the right Gersa. That's all. If the what, whatever the Gersa says, if the Gersa says Davar She'eino Mekavel Toma or Eino Sin, you come to one conclusion. If it says Midavar HaMekavel Toma, you come to the exact opposite conclusion. So I leave it to you. Yes. We're going to get to that a little later. That's going to be as to whether or not you require one.
I was going to say back on that Amudala.
Adiras Keva.
Well, I just connected to Derek Heber, but we're talking about that you don't make your sukkah greater than 20 amos, and he wanted to exclude it because... Because
then the shade would be... Right. He obviously had to disagree with that. If you assume this, he would disagree with it. He would disagree, because he said there would be nothing wrong with it. Correct. We'll see. The Gemara is going to quote a whole bunch of people who now are lined up with one position. And one of them is going to be Rav Yehuda and Rav Yoshai. And Rabbi Yehuda says, the walls can be more than 20 on the side. And he will line up with Rabbi Yoshia. Mar will say it. Yeah. A second halacha where the Rabbiya is willing to apply this to, and the Rush right here, Al-Athar, tells us do not fall into such a trap, is in relationship to the halacha of Kishem, Shechal, Shem, Shamayim, Al-Hagiga, Kach, Chal Shem Shemaim Al HaSukkah, which means that just as the festival itself and the Chag and the Korban Chagiga is endowed with a certain Kedusha, and therefore you're not permitted to derive any benefit other than eating the Korban Chagiga, if I dedicate an animal as a Korban Chagiga, I am not permitted to ride on it, I can't use it to carry my load, it's a Korban. So there is a famous drash that just as Chag HaSukkos Tasa L'Choshev HaSyam Chag HaSukkos drash Kishem Shechal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagiga, just as there is Shem Shamayim, an element of sanctity on the Chagiga and the Korban, so too there is Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. What does this teach me? That you're not permitted to derive personal benefit from anything in the sukkah. Everybody acknowledges that it applies to the schach. So if I have plenty of bamboo up on my schach, and now comes Chol HaMoed, I'm a little cold, and I don't have any firewood, I want to take off 3 bamboo shoots, and what? And use it as firewood. It's Asur Mideoraisa to do so. You violate this. The Rav Yah says, according to Rav Yoshia, who makes the equation between Schach and Dothan, you can now claim that the Isur of the Halacha of Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga Kachal Shemayim Shemayim Ala Sukkah applies to the walls as well. So if I have a Sukkah with 4 complete walls, and I am freezing in my house, I will take apart 1 whole wall, plus the 3rd wall, leave just the tefach, and I will be able to use the firewood, says the Rav Yah, absolutely not. And the Rush, right here, Siman Yud Gimel, cites in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, don't you dare think along those lines. This particular halacha is limited only to what? To the schach, and not to the walls. So what emerges then is a machlokes rishonim, how to understand how far Rav Yoshia goes. According to the Rav Yehuda Inei, Rav Yoshia said a general standard equation. Whatever is the status of the schach is also the status of the Dauphin. Because the Dauphin is called Visakosa. So I can treat it like Tzchach. Whatever halacha applies to Tzchach, applies to the Dauphin as well. The other opinion, which is expressed by the Karban Edom Yerushalmi, that no, the equation based on the Pasuk just grants the wall status of Tzchach in relationship to shade, for Sichuch. But that has nothing to do with the materials that it's made from. It has nothing to do with the halacha of Kishem Shechal Shein Shemayim Al HaSukkah, Kachal Shein Shemayim Al HaChagigah. Just the opposite. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So it's, yes.
So you probably have the same halacha regarding, you also can't put up the wall before, 30 days before Sukkah.
Correct. 100%. Just it would have a kula and a chumra that if you put it up before 30 minutes, you don't have to push up the schach. You can move the door. That's all. Yeah.
What about noise?
Yeah, you can't use. But that's not based on. That's the halacha in general, which is only a din the rabbana. Here we're talking about a da'oraisa.
So we need a right to take the wall, don't think Rabban put them for...
According to the Rabbeinu Tam, correct. That the walls are not any worse than the decorations. But that's only midrabbanan based on the hutzel and mitzvasa. But midoraisa would be first, according to Rav Yos, and he says oraisa. I once gave a shiur on Sukkot, what do you need two halachas for? Why did the Rabbanan have to create the halacha of Huxel of Mitzvasa, if you already have, at least for Sukkot, and Issa Dol Raisa, for Shem Shechal, Shem Shemayim Al Chagigah, it's very difficult. I don't know. We need both halachas for. And in general, Rabotai, based on this drash, this is just as a side, nothing to do with anything, but once you interpret the word Chag as Korban Chagigah, and that's the origin of when we call something Chag HaSukkot, right? Chag Shavuot and Chag Sukkot, Chag Matzos, it's because it's a Korban Chagiga, right? That's why, for example, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that at Shmini Atzeres you should not say in davening and in Kiddush es yom Shmini Atzeres achag hazeh, because there's no chiyuv of Korban Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. There is none, right? There is none. So how does the Rama say you're supposed to say Kiddush? Yom Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. As opposed to the Mechaber who says the way Ashkenazim daven, it's Yom Hashmini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh. That's the way the Mechaber has it. That's the way it's printed in every Ashkenaz Machzor. It's Yom Hashmini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh, says the Rama, say Yom Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. Chassidim avoid this by following the Marshal. The Marshal says the text is Es Yom Shmini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh. What does that mean? It's Yom Shmini, which is the last day of the Chag. Which was it referred to? The Sukkot. Atzeres HaChag. So you're not endowing the Shmini with the day of what? Of Chagigah. It isn't any. It's Atzeres HaChag of Sukkot. That's what Yom Chassidim say. That's one area, and a second area, which I have not found a very good explanation for yet. If you remember Vatodienu, whenever Yom Tov comes out Motzoei Shabbat, so you're supposed to daven Mariv and say Havdalah in Shmon Esrei, it's Vatodienu. So one of the phrases in Vatodienu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Chagei Nedava. Remember? Look it up if you don't remember. Chagei Nedava. Rabotai, I challenge you to explain to me what exactly are Chagei Nedava. There is no such thing as a Korban Chagiga that's Bab in Nedava. Korban Chagiga is an obligatory Korban. You have to bring it Shalosh Regalim. What are Chagei Nedava? I don't know what it means. And there are a lot of translations and they're all a little weak. But anyhow, that's based on this Machlokes. Finally, the Oruch Laner says that according to Rabbi Yoshia, this halacha of what? Of the Fanos being called Tzchach doesn't only work l'chomra, it works l'kula as well. How? Let's assume I have not much schach. I don't have much schach. And if I only examine the sunlight that would enter in this room as a result of the schach, it would have been chamsa meruba mitzilsa. But because it's well fortified on the sides, it happens to be what? More shade than sunlight. Says the Aruch Lanei, the Sukkah's kasha. It's not only to the detriment that you claim that the dolphin equals the schach, it also works for the betterment of the sukkah. And that any combination of schach plus dolphin that generates shade in this area where you're sitting is perfectly okay. It's possible. 100% it's possible.
What does it do with the halacha of the gas? If you have a gas more than two hours,
three hours,
that there's tzvach? Is there a gas? It's possible also?
Three
tzvach. So there's something possible to say what you just said and not have such a gas.
Why?
If you're
going to
say that you've taken
towards your hand. No, you'll have one bamboo stick, three tefachim apart. See? Look, just under three tefachim. It's not going to create much shade.
Right.
Okay? And nonetheless, the sukkah would be kosher because the shade is created as a result of the walls. That's why we don't paskin like that. That's why when I go around making house visits, I'll tell them I'm coming around 12 o'clock, between 12 and 1. Why? Because you have to try to get an image in your mind or what's happening in that area where you want to build a sukkah when the sun's overhead pretty much as opposed to on the side. Because the walls can't create the shade effect. We say it has to be exclusively the schach.
So it's only the Arthur's understanding of Rav Oshia that's in conflict with what I'm saying, right?
No. He's saying that if I'm going to explain Rav Oshia, I accepted Lakula and Lachomra.
But before we got to the Aruch Lanei,
we didn't say that.
And I wasn't in conflict with our sale.
Correct. That's correct. Correct. Yeah. And he, the Aruch Lanei, also brings an interesting proof that Rav Yoshi is 100% correct. 100% correct. Hey, Rabotai, what does Sukkot commemorate? What does Sukkot commemorate? Anane Kavod. Good. So what's running through his mind? You think to tell me the Anane Kavod were only on the roof? Or the Anane Kavod were the walls too? If you said it was Sukkot Mamish, so then maybe you can say it's Allah. But if you claim that the protection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted us were these spiritual clouds that protected Am Yisrael, well, those protected us on the sides and the top. They were all Anane Kavod. So if they were Anane Kavod, why shouldn't they count halachically here as well? Count here as well. Yeah. There is another Gemara in Maseches Tamid on Daf Chaf Pes that also buys into Rabbi Yoshi's opinion. The Gemara, the normal, the halacha is, if somebody were to bring a mace into this room, what would become tamei in this room? What's everything? No, klicheres becomes tamei. What becomes tamei in this room?
The people.
The people. Good. What? The utensils, the furniture. What else? But what doesn't become tamei?
The walls.
The walls themselves don't become tamei. So here you have the following case. Somebody brought in a mace into the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, I didn't bring it. A guy was visiting, a kohen was standing there in the Beis HaMikdash, and he dropped dead. Right there. And the question is the paroiches going to become tamei or not? Paroiches going to come tamei? So if it's the mechitza, if it's simply a mechitza, normally walls don't become tamei. Yet he quotes this Gemara in the Gemara in Tamid, and the Chafes says that the paroches was one tefach thick. and very, very heavy, and required 300 kohanim to be toivel it. So what do you mean to be? What do you have to be toivel it for? After all, it's what? It's a mechitza. Mechitza is not mekabel tumah. So the answer is, as some say, that it's based on what? It's based on Rabbi Yoshi's opinion. The halacha is that an ohel is mekabel tumah. An ohel, just something serving as protection on top, is mekabel tumah. So based on this sakosa, they take the status of the paroiches, now claim that it is the status of an ohel, and therefore subject to Tumas Mace, and it needed 300 kohanim to go take it and dunk it into the mitzvah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let me invite you. Amar Abai.
I don't know exactly.
I didn't explore the halacha well. Tell you that right now. Didn't explore it.
That makes sense for the fact is that
it's not the chuppah. I know, but I think the halacha is that if it's just ma'ahil itself, something that's just ma'ahil does become tameh. Omar Abaye, Rebbe, the Rabbi Yoshia, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Gamliel, Ube Shammai, the Rabbi Eliezer, the Acherim, Kulu Sviruluhu, Sukkah, Diras Keva Be'ina. Every one of these Tanaim all have a common feature. They all believe that a sukkah requires a structure that is permanent, has some type of permanent feature to it. How do I know? Rebbe, now he's going to quote every single one of those halachas. Some of them we learned already and others we have not. Rebbe, the Sanya, we learned in a Braisa, we learned this previously. Rebbe Omer, kol sukkah, she'ein ba arba amos al dalet amos, psula. Every sukkah must be at least 4 amos by 4 amos. That is considerably larger than the bare bones minimum that the Chachamim established. How large was the bare bones sukkah of the Chachamim? 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. Tefach is this, nothing, 7 tefachim. 4 amos is 8 feet by 8 feet. That's much bigger. So now the Abaye believes that Rebbe's position is predicated upon the fact that you require keva. Sukkah is a diras keva. Rav Yoshia Hada Amra. Rav Yoshia is based on what I just said. Okay? How did we just say that? Where do you indicate that from Rabbi Yoshi in our Gemara? Rabbi Yoshi just said that the walls have to prevent the shade as well. Well, that requires a much more solid structure to make sure that what? That there is no shade piercing through, not only not through the schach, but through the walls as well. So the Gemara assumes he too holds the halacha of that a sukkah is a diras keva. Rabbi Yehuda, this man we learned in the Mishnah, the very first Mishnah. Sukkah shehi gavoa lemala michaf ama, psula. Tanakam is of the opinion that a sukkah that is in excess of 20 amos is possible. Rabbi Yehuda mashia. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say that it's good? So the explanation must be, because it has to be a solid dwelling. And the only way to make it solid is to make it as big as and high as you want. The Rabbi Shimon, the son you learned in the Braisa, Beis Kehil Chasan, the Gimel Afilu Tefach. That the Chachamim say that all you need is 2 walls, and the third wall should be at least a Tefach wide. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gimel Kehil Chasan, V'dalet Afilu Tefach. Rabbi Shimon says no, that you need 3 walls, and the fourth. Now, if you remember correctly, nowhere did the Gemara even suggest that Rabbi Shimon held that you need a Diras Keva. The reason why, if you remember why Rabbi Shimon said you need four walls, because he darshaned the word basukos, basukos, basukos a little differently. He based it on the way Yesh Eim Lemikra. Even though it's written without a vav, you read it the way we read it each time is basukot, 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 and that generates up to six. You take out one for the mitzvah of sukkah, and you're left with four walls, comes along the Allah Shimi Sinai, and reduces the fourth wall to a tefach. But the Gemara feels that precisely is the difference between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama. Tanakhama say all you need is two in a drop, because two in a drop, that's a diras arayah, that's a temporary dwelling. A permanent dwelling has four walls. But the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim says the fourth wall doesn't have to be a complete one. So the Gemara thinks the mere fact that you require a fourth wall is an indication that you require a diras keva. Rav Gamliel Oimer, Disanya, Ha'ose Sukasai Barosho Agola, Oy Barosha Svina, Rav Gamliel Posel, Rav Akiva Mashi. There is a Mishnah later on that says that if you make your sukkah on the top of a boat or on a wagon, it is kosher and you're allowed to go onto it on Yontif. You're allowed to go on Yontif, because you're allowed to board a boat on Yontif, and you're allowed to board a wagon on Yontif. But, if you remember the flip side, we looked at it a couple of weeks ago, that if you make your sukkah on top of a tree, or on top of a camel, the sukkah is kosher, but you're not permitted to board it. Because you're not permitted to climb a tree on Yontif, nor are you permitted to what? To ride an animal on Yontif. But a svina, or an agala, is Rav Akiva says it's fine. Rav Gamliel says it's possible. What might be running through Rav Gamliel's mind? You need a diras keva, a permanent structure. And you don't put permanent structures on the top of a coach or on top of a boat. Beit Shammai, where do I see that Beit Shammai comes with this? It's not, we learned in the Mishnah. Mi shahaya rosho verubai besukkah rishulchano besokha bayis Beit Shammai poislin u Beit Hillel machshirin. Beit Shammai says that what? You cannot have a sukkah where your body is in the sukkah and your table is inside your house. U Beit Hillel machshirin. Now, does anybody remember what might be the reason why Beit Shammai says? Shemi Yimashech. We're afraid that's got nothing to do with this, but here the Gemara is reinterpreting it. Namely, the simple explanation which is offered is why Beit Shammai says that it's possible, because you're afraid that if your table's on the inside, and then the cholent will be placed at the other end of the table, you're going to want to have the cholent, so you're going to go over to the bowl, sit down, and start eating out of the sukkah. So it's only Xerah Midrabana. Yet here, what impression is Abaye generating? Why is the sukkah possible? Because it's too small. Because it can't be a permanent dwelling. A permanent dwelling can never be imagined. You can't conjure up a permanent dwelling if you can't get your table in the lousy sukkah. It obviously, it's too temporary. And the Chachamim, who demand only a temporary residence, a diras arayah, will say that such a sukkah is kosher. That's Beit Shammai. Rabbi Eliezer, Disnan, Ha'osa Sukaso Kevin Srif, Osha Samcha Lekosel, Rabbi Eliezer, Posel, Lefisha Ein Logang. The Chachamim Makshirin. If somebody put up a sukkah like a srif, like a teepee, where the walls reach and it's impossible to notice exactly where the roof is. That's what a teepee is. So that's possible. And, or if you put up, shisamcha lekosel. Well, you took schach and just put it like a lean-to against a wall. And again, it doesn't not noticeable what's the wall and what's the roof. So such a thing, Rabbi Lezer says, is possible. And the Chacham says it's perfectly okay.
Schach goes from the ground up to the wall.
What? That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
That's correct. So again, the Gemara thinks that each one of these cases is possible because you require diras keva. Now, there is much discussion here in the Ritva, very lengthy Ritva, about trying to understand when the Gemara here tells us that five different or six different people share a common feature, are they really saying the exact same thing or not? So take a look at Tysus. Tysus Pedibur Amaskel, Kulu Svirulu, Sukha Diras Keva Ve'ina. Let's read a part of that Tysus. Now, whenever the Gemara normally says something like that, you come away that each one of the opinions really say the same thing. Really say the same thing. For example, if you remember, we had the Gemara previously, which gave us illustrations of whether you are Dorish Yesh Ein L'Mikra or Yesh Ein L'Masorah. So the Gemara quoted that this, all hold Yesh Ein L'Masorah. What did you do? You gave six examples. Remember the word, the examples of Karnot and Karnat, various examples with the Mizbeach and how much Zam is in the Tameh. So with individual halachas, and they all were adopting the same Shita, namely the Shita of Yesh Ein L'Mikra versus Yesh Ein L'Masorah. Here, they're all, in those cases, they're all different halachas. One has to do with Toma, one has to do with the Mizbeah, one has to do with the Bezdin, how many Dayanim you need, one has to do with the walls of the Sukkah. Here, every one of the halachos are what? Are Hilchos Sukkah related. So now Tosfos makes the following observation. Al Karchach ain't Shavu. Don't think for a minute that each and every one of these six or seven Tanaim fully agree with one another. They don't agree with one another. In other words, the mere fact that what? That I hold like Tana number one does not mean that I have to hold like Tana number two in regards to his halacha. So theoretically, says Tosfos, the mere fact that I hold that what? That a sukkah has to be dalit al dalit, four amos by four amos. Does that mean that I necessarily have to buy into Rabbi Yehuda that a sukkah can be more than 20 amos? Absolutely not. I don't have to agree to that. Does that mean necessarily I have to agree that a sukkah made out in a teepee is not good? No, I don't have to agree to that. Tosfos is going to prove that he is correct. Al Karchach, says Tosfos, ain't shavu. Despite the fact that they share a common feature, they are not identical. The Horebi boy dalet amos. How large must the sukkah be according to Rebbe? 8 by 4 amos by 4 amos. Ula beishamai sagai sagi bichdei rosh overuba v'shulchana. Beishamai says how large must the sukkah be? Only as big as what? That it should be sufficiently big to handle what? Rosho Rubo Vishulchana. That's a very big, that's much less than what? Than Dalet al Dalet. So what Tosfos now says is that even though it seems that each individual person here happens to what? Buy into Diras Keva, do not be tempted to believe that what? That there is a cross what? That each one, they all hold the same thing.
Each one could have a different reason.
Correct. Therefore, what Ilan Maisa could emerge from this? And I'm going to give you the counterposition in a second. Hold on 1 second. Listen carefully. I want to give you the case of Yesh Ein L'Mikra and Yesh Ein L'Masorah. Okay? Just listen to two of the cases, and then tell me how you're going to react. Case one is how many walls of the sukkah are there. That's the case which is related to us. If I hold yek hei lemikra, you need four walls of the sukkah. Because I darshan the word basukot, basukot, basukot. And under those circumstances, that winds up with six. I take off one of the words because I need it for the mitzvah. I'm left with four words. If I darshan yesh em lamatzoret, how many entities do I wind up with? Once it's written male with the vavs, that's two. And twice it's written chaser without vavs. So the twice that it's written chaser, it could have read basukat, basukat. So I wind up with what? Four. I take one away for the halacha itself. I left with three, and out comes halacha l'mashe Sinai. Good. So I clearly illustrate the principle whether I held yeshayim l'mikra or yeshayim l'masot. I am now telling you, Rabbotai, here is one of the other cases. If I hold yeshayim l'mikra, I need three dayanim. And if I hold yeshayim l'masoret, I only need two dayanim to handle the imam. Because the word asher yarshiun Elohim is written without a vav. Trust me, this is a machloikis, that human limitation is unheaded. The details are not important. I ask you now a simple question. If I believe that you need four walls for a sukkah, could I believe that you only need two dayanim for Besdin? Could I believe that you need two dayanim for Besdin? The answer is no. Why? Because my entire shita is predicated upon what? Yeshayim l'mikra. So if I believe in the ideology of Yeshayim l'mikra, you can't say that this pasuk, I'm not going to dash in Yeshayim l'mikra. If I want to do that. So in that situation, when the Gemara says, happens to be Rabbi Shimon, Beishamai, and fifth in a day, happens to be also Rebbe, if you pass in like one of them in one case, what are you now compelled to do? Have to pass in like every one of those cases. You have to pass in those cases. Because there is a common thing to which everybody agrees. And there's no other way to look at it. Here claims Tysus, the connection is a little tenuous. That although it appears as if everybody agrees that Diras Keva is what is the underlying feature, it's not really that way. Because even within size of a sukkah, same issue, size of a sukkah, you have two different opinions, supposedly related to what? To Diras Keva. If Diras Keva tells you that I have to have 8 feet, 4 amos by 4 amos, 8 by 8, how can that same Diras Keva say a sukkah is big enough to what? To have,
maybe,
which one is it?
Well, maybe different people have different definitions of what Diras Keva.
Okay. So now I can claim that I believe in Diras, so even though I now have 7 people who say what? That I believe Diras Keva. Oh, one of them I don't pass in life. I am now saying, one of them I don't pass in life. By the other example which I gave you, when there are 5 cases, you don't have the luxury of saying, I passed in like them in 4, and in the 5th one I'm going to pass in against them. You don't have that luxury. Here what you're saying is, I can agree to the concept, but obviously I don't have to agree with all 7 lahalot. I can't agree with all 7, by definition. Therefore, Ritva says, when you have such a case, not only are you not compelled to pass in like all 7, as is obvious, Beis Shammai versus whom? Rabbi Eliezer, who said it's Dalai Lama? Rebbe, Beis Shammai says Rebbe, that also gives me the flexibility to what? To step out and say, you know what? I don't agree with number 3 either. I don't agree with number 1. Again, once I claim that within the group that I establish of seven who are supposedly committed to the same principle, diras keva v'inan. And for one reason or another, I see that I am not necessarily lined up with all seven. I don't have to commit myself to all seven. Because if I wanted to accept Rebbe, by definition, I'm eliminating who? Beishamai. And if I want to accept Beishamai, I'm eliminating Rebbe. Therefore, says the Ritva, I now have the right to pick and choose and say, you know what? In relationship to any of these, I can claim, you know what? That doesn't bother me in terms of the definition of Diras Keva. I can remain loyal to the principle of Diras Keva and say, you know what? For me, Diras Keva says, you know what? The sukkah can be what? More than 20 amos high, like Rabbi Yehuda. For me, a Diras Keva is like that it should be ready at least 4x4. But I don't think that a Diras Keva necessarily precludes what? A TP. I don't think it necessarily precludes a TP. And if I wanted to have a TP, I can still live with it and still be inclined to accept my principle of Diras Keva. In other words, this Kulu Svira Lahu is not necessarily like the Kulu Svira Lahu which we generally find. What Titus is alerting us to, and which the Ritva elaborates, that normally once you align a package of Tanayim, and you agree that fundamentally they're arguing about the same core issue, that means that I am now I'm locked into my sock. That if I pick number one because of what he said, I have to pick number two because of what he said. Well, that's lost, the same halach. Here, however, is a pick and, apparently, it's not an all or nothing business, because you can't have 7 out of 7, it's got to be only 6 out of 7. Once it's only 6 out of 7, I also have the luxury of using any of the others. I can say, you know what, I will allow a sukkah more than 20 amos, but I don't want a sukkah on top of a, I won't allow a sukkah, I will allow a sukkah on a boat. I'll allow a sukkah on a boat. That doesn't I don't consider that a violation of Diras Keva if it's on a boat or on a wagon. I don't consider that a violation. That luxury you now find. And proof to the pudding is, what's the ultimate proof? Ultimate proof is, and we once discussed this, so you are held accountable for this, in the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, who do we pass the mic? About Ni Shahaya, Yerosho, Verubo, Besoich HaSukkah, Vishulchanei, Besoich HaBayis. Who do we pass the Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel? But the Beis Shammai, 100%. The Ritz passes like Beis Shammai. And yet, does the Ritz pass them that a sukkah is allowed to be more than 20 amos high? Absolutely not. It doesn't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. So all we shine and say, that if the Ritz Paskins like Beis Shammai in that case, and he went ahead and rejected Rabbi Yehuda in this case, that gives every Paisik the right to decide whichever one I want to pass for.
Well, maybe the Ritz didn't hold like Abaye.
Good objection. Maybe he held. I was simply Shammai Yimashach, and that was good. I'm just telling you what the Ritz was. The Ritva says that obviously the Ritz understood what I'm saying, and therefore he passed it like Beis Shammai and rejected Rabbi Yehuda. Accepted Beis Shammai and rejected Rabbi Eliezer. And he said, you want to make it on a boat? That's perfectly okay. Even though you and me could have said very well that, yeah, that's a different case. It's a Gzera Shemi Yimashiach. No, that's not the way to Ritva cites the Ritz. He uses that to tell me ekronit. And if you want the words as to whether or not this is really shita achas, is this one really uniform opinion or not, which now would bind you to what? To accept all, or do you have the right to pick and choose? Pick and choose. Point number two. Anyone who argued, according to Abaye, anybody who argued with any of these opinions, obviously is of the opinion, how must the sukkah be constructed as a pirus haroi, temporary? Rabbi Yeshua claims, and I leave this for you to decide whether you like it or not, that the machloikis, whether you need a diras keva or a diras haroi, revolved around the same pasuk. Shneem nikra echad darshu. Here is the pasuk. Pasuk is found in Parshas Re'eh, Maftir of Parshas Re'eh, Chamishi on the last day of Yontif, when we read Kol Abchor. Chag Hasukos Ta'aseh Lecha Shivas Yomim. Says the Pnei Yeshua. What word, knowing the history of how often the Torah writes the Yomim Tovim? How many times are the Yomim Tovim written in full detail in the Torah? How many times? How many parashiyot? Come on, let's go. Probably three. You know this by heart. How many times, what? Full descriptions. Three times. Parshas Emor, which is the Parshas of the Morning. Parshas Pinchas, which is the Kavod Musaf. Parshas Re'eh. Well, you only have Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos in Re'eh, because the topic is Aliyah L'Regel. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's no mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. So therefore, you only have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in Emor, where you have the Issa Malach and Kedushas Hayyai. You have all the Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Sukkot in Pinchas, you have Kavod Musaf. On four or five occasions between Emor and Pinchas, it already says that how long is the end of Sukkot? 7 days. 7 days. Therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, the phrase in the pasuk concerning the construction of focusing not on observing the end of Sukkot, but Chag HaSukkot's Ta'aseh. And what is the essence of the Ta'aseh? To make the Sukkah, referring to Sukkot, it's totally superfluous to have the word Shivas Yom. Totally superfluous. Because I know from so many other Pesukim that the Yontif of Sukkot is Shivas Yom. Nope. What do you do with the extra word Shivas Yom? Depends what perspective you take. If you hold that what? This would be more logical, that all you need is a Diras Ara'i. How do you derive that from Shivas Yamin? It's only for 7 days. Only 7 days is not a very structured, stable house. That makes some sense. Then he goes on to claim that even the Mandi Yama, who said that you need a Diras Keva, also said that it has to be from Shivas Yamin. Why? Because it has to be strong enough at least to last, for what? For 7 days. Not a piece of garbaggio that would fall apart in a day. It has to be strong enough, sukkah, haru'uya, meshiva. At least a sukkah that's strong enough to stay for 7 days. And if it's not strong enough to stay for 7 days, sukkah's puzzle. Even if you're not going to be home, the sukkah's puzzle. So the very same pasuk is now responsible for the machloikis, whether or not you need a sukkah. A sukkah is by definition a diras keva or a diras aroi. How many here, Rabotai, would like to challenge the Pnei Yeshua's analysis based on another mitzvah that is applicable during the Yontif of Sukkot, which sheds light to us that it's absolutely compelling to tell us Chag HaSukkot Shivas Yom, and that it's not available to any drasha whatsoever about the character of the nature of the sukkah? What? No, that's also Shivas Yom. That's not the one I'm looking for. The Torah says, for the Kachem HaKamayim HaRishon, Nidoraisa, there's only a mitzvah to take Arba Minim one day. Even though how long is the other of Sukkot? 7 days. So I could have said, had the Torah not instructed us, Chag HaSukkot Ta'aseh Lecha Shivas Yamin, what would I have said, despite the fact that there were 58 occasions where the Torah describes Sukkot as how long? 7 day festival. That doesn't tell me that I have to eat the Sukkot for 7 days. That tells me that what? That the other is 7 days. Doesn't mean that the nihuk for every one of the days is identical. proof to the pudding that it's not identical. Arba Minim is only what? Only one day. So the reason why I had Shivat Yamin in the context of Ta'asa is to tell me that the mitzvah of dwelling in a sukkah is for 7 days. In which case, it is not miyutar, it's not extra at all. And it's not necessarily available for drash to shed light on the character of what would you now defend, how would you now defend the Pnei Yeshua against this criticism? Defend it. Look at the name of the Yonkers himself. Chagasot. If something were only in observance one day, it's not mishtaber that what? That you would call such a yontif chagasukas just only because of one day. Perhaps what's running through the Pnei Yeshua's mind is the mere fact that the yontif is called chagasukas is enough of an indication to us that why is it called chagasukot? Because of the mitzvah of sukkah, applicable 7 days. Therefore, the Chag HaSukkah's Ta'aseh is for what reason? It's designed for what purpose? For the mitzvah of building a sukkah, then I don't need it. It's mutar, extra to have it Shivas Yom. Therefore, it's available for drash. So, it could very well be that he did not believe that it was necessary to come to that conclusion based on the fact that, I don't know. But I'm telling you, that's what he says, and that's how he claims the machloikis, whether you need diras keva or diras aroi, it's predicated upon the extra words of shivat yamin. Okay? We'll stop here, Rabotai. Hold on 1 second. I need 1 minute for a challenge. Is it possible next week, Rabotai, to have the, I have Sheva Brachas, but I'm making next Monday night. So I'd like to be there. But I don't want to be Mavakal to share. And I'm also making a Sheva Brachas on a Tuesday night, so I can't switch the share to Tuesday night. Could we have to share Monday night at 7 o'clock? Would that be possible? 7 o'clock? Just next Tuesday night? I would switch it to Sunday morning, but there's a share. Rabbi Moshe Tarragon's giving a share. No, Monday night at 7. Monday night at 7. Because Tuesday I'm a little more involved and I have to be there earlier. Monday night is only after speech, so they're not going to have the speeches for it. No. Okay, so next Monday night, 7 o'clock. Thank you.